Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from Extreme Devotion. That's a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. The believer that I'm about to describe was not a victim. He was a victor, an example of extreme devotion. Today we visit Colombia and Chet Biderman. The hooded and armed guerrillas, members of the Marxist revolutionary group known as M19, tied up the 12 adults and 5 children who were present in the Wycliffe Bible Translators headquarters in Bogota, Colombia. "Where's your director? Where's Al Wheeler?" the leader shouted into the face of one of the secretaries. "We want Wheeler." "Don't hurt her," came a quick reply. "Wheeler is not here." The Marxist bristled as if to hit him and then reconsidered. "All right, we'll just take you instead. Let's go." Their demands arrived several days later. "If your organization does not leave Colombia by February 19, we will execute our prisoner." The guerrillas even called President Reagan and demanded that their manifesto be published in the New York Times and the Washington Post, or Mr. Chet Biderman would die. As the date approached, prayer chains were formed. A tape was received at a local radio station confirming that Chet had been witnessing to the guerrillas. His wife, Brenda, received a letter requesting a Spanish Bible. Chet reached his goal in life, to broadcast the gospel wherever it was needed. Chet's body was eventually left on an abandoned bus by the terrorists. Colombians, along with Christians all across America, commemorated his death by stepping forward to fill the gap left by Chet. The following year, applications to serve with Wycliffe Bible Translators doubled. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." Leading by example is a popular executive training principle. A company's priorities ought to be modeled by the highest level of staff. When it comes to Christianity, leading by example is equally important. In fact, Jesus commanded it. He demonstrated how Christian leaders must model the faith for other believers to follow. He didn't just give us his teachings, he lived them. How many of us are willing to live out a standard of radical obedience to Christ? If we are, we won't control our own destinies. We'll be an example to others as we follow the example of Christ. Who is observing your life today? What are they learning from your example about how closely you follow Christ? If you'd like your own copy of this book that I read from called Extreme Devotion, just send an email to Voice of the Martyrs. It's The Voice at vom.org, The Voice at vom.org. And this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.